Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. This is Bob Connell. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. A special day today, a sad day, but a day of heroes. And that's what we have today. It's Devin Wooten Day for Van Buren County. And we do have the Van Buren County judge with us right now, Dale James. And Dale, it is a sad day because this is a proclamation that you made in honor of a very special child.
Yes, it is a sad day. We did lose Devin to us, but Devin won his victory. He won a victory in Jesus. We were trying to proclaim today as Devin Wooten Day before he passed. We didn't quite make that. He passed away last night at 8:05 with his family. But what more reason to celebrate a life worth celebrating? Devin truly was a hero. When we think about superheroes, I think of someone like Batman or Superman or Spider-Man, and superheroes were Devin's thing. He loved superheroes. And it's so fitting that Devin was Van Buren County's superhero. He had his amazing strength of positivity. No matter what he was going through or what kind of pain he was feeling, he stayed positive the entire time. He was such an example to everyone he saw and came in contact with. And instead of wearing a costume and a cape, he wore a hospital gown, but he wore it with such honor and pride and dignity that we all gained something through his struggle. And it's such a powerful statement for his family to open up their most intimate parts of their lives and let us in, and to share with us on social media exactly what's going on with his struggle and keeping us up to date. And no matter who we are or if Devin even shook our hand or smiled at us, because if you saw Devin, he was smiling. We know Devin, and we have that connection with him and with that family. And this is what Van Buren County is all about. It's rallying around our heroes, rallying around someone who has shown such a great strength of character. And what a great day to honor someone. Wear red. That was his favorite color. If we have a Devin Wooten t-shirt, let's wear that. We can wear gold, which symbolizes childhood cancer. Gray symbolizes brain cancer. But my office staff and I, we're going to wear red in honor of Devin and his favorite color.
And we noticed on social media for Van Buren County, they're asking all the businesses. And really, that's something just today. Even if you're not in Van Buren County, it is remembering this childhood cancer. It steals the life of someone. But Devin has been a superhero for people, knowing that's being positive and he's not going to let this cancer ruin who he was. And even to the last moments when he was on the church, his church folks, family came to him, and he still worshiped the Lord and was a solid Christian. And would not back down.
Absolutely. A 15-year-old pillar of strength. Don't let anyone despise you in your youth. Oh, he is such a great example.
Well, we want to keep their family in prayer for sure.
Absolutely.
And ask people to keep that in mind. And also those that are struggling throughout our listening area, that are this may be an inspiration for other children and other cancer patients right now.
Absolutely. We look at Devin and we see so much strength and how he marched through this journey with such dignity. And I'm not so sure if I were in the same struggle that I could show so much decorum and dignity, but doggone it, he did it.
Well, and you can go to your Facebook page. I think you've made the proclamation, and they can share that. And it's just something to keep in mind on this Friday. We've got so many things going on for sure.
Oh, yes. Today is officially Devin Wooten Day. We have proclaimed it. Let's celebrate a life worth celebrating.
Well, thanks for taking time and talking with us here on KFFB's Open Mic.
My pleasure. Anytime.